Welcome to Defining This Thing with Ian and Patrice. In this podcast, we share stories from our 19 years of marriage. Remember to always do as we say and not as we did. Hi, guys. Welcome back again. Y'all know we record these episodes, multiple ones in the same day. Just because that's how the way we need to time it out. Welcome back to another episode of Define This Thing with
Ian
and Patrice. So in our last episode, we were talking about how adventurous we like to keep our, we got to spice it up, keep things interesting.
Like that?
Yes, like that. Things be popping, big things popping, little things snapping, interesting, right? So, Ian don't like it when I be a rapper, but I have bars. He don't even know. Like, I got skills with a Z. You want to say something?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's what I thought. You can't deny this. You can't deny my flow. My flow is sick.
Hustle and flow.
Yes.
Hustle and flow.
All right. So, anyway, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted. There was another time that Ian and I decided to be adventurous, and it went a little something like this. Someone who shall remain nameless suggested to their partner that we should spice up our sex life. What you think about this? And he was like, well, girl, what you talking about?
We always do that.
What?
Like, hey, let's try this. No, like, hey, what you think about this? And I was like, okay, I'm listening. Fuck it. Okay.
So,
we are like the real life version of, here, hold my beer.
I have not been a here, hold my beer girl for, like,
I said we.
I know we've not been a here, hold my beer couple.
Yeah, sometimes they land it though. So
no, but
here, hold my beer works sometimes.
No, here, hold my beer has worked a lot of times, but like lately, like post kids, we've not been a here, hold my beer couple. It's been like,
because we can't go to jail together.
No, we cannot go to jail together. But this was not a jailable offense. No, it was perfectly legal. It may break some people's morals. If you got like high morals, don't listen to this. You can stop right now. And I'll tell you when we come back and we're talking about like
if they got high morals, they would have been turned this shit over.
But I'm just saying, like, we ain't here for your judgment. I mean, we don't care, but we ain't here. You can save your judgment for your mama. We're sharing with you guys the things that we have done. Some things we've done, you should do those things. Some things we've done.
Some things up, yeah.
Some things we've done, we are your example of what not to do.
Or how to do them better. No?
No. This probably falls under what not to do, because I don't know many people who can do this without, I don't know. Let's just tell a story.
It happens a lot.
It does happen a lot. And but
it's still, you know.
All right, so somebody who shall remain nameless was watching, was I watching porn? I might have been watching porn and was like, what do you think about what do you think about a threesome? And he goes, when? And then I started into my whole, if y'all know me, it's like I'll have like really, really bright ideas and I make decisions really fast, but then I'm like, but what about this and what about that and what about like 1,000 questions. So I was like, I can't do it with no random person, because I can't do it with a random person. I also cannot, like, it has to be somebody like that I know, that I like, that I love, right? So it was just like one of those things where we kind of like threw it up in the air and kind of hung around up there just in the air, in the atmosphere. And then one day it was like, what about this person? And he was like, okay, maybe. And then brought it up to this particular person who shall remain nameless to protect the not so innocent.
Nameless and blameless.
Nameless and blameless. And they did not run away. So, it was fun.
It was fun. It was definitely fun.
No, it was. It really was. It was really, really fun. It was a really good time.
It was.
Because the three of us, there were really no inhibitions, right? So it was like all the things that you see in porn videos. It was like that, but it was like without the creep factor, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
That's because everybody was cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't like no, like you said, random motherfucker, so.
Yeah. Like there was like genuine care and concern amongst the three of us for each other. And I think that that's what made it work. Like, I could not have had a threesome with someone that I just randomly picked up at a bar, you know, if that makes sense. Or like gone to a swingers club and like, oh, okay, you look good. You look good. It's just too much creepy unsafeness that goes along with that. Like, I'm not never been like a one night stand kind of girl type situation, but it was really like, it was really, really fun times.
It was. Why you keep looking at me?
I'm just waiting to see what you're going to say.
It was fun. It was fun. It was a good time.
It was. It was really fun. We basically explored that fantasy to the very fullest, right? And then I think that what happened was we moved too fast. I think we went from like, oh, friends, this is a great idea, to like, oh, it's happening. And we never sat down and discussed like the boundaries that shouldn't be crossed, like where I was comfortable, where he was comfortable, where she was comfortable, and like where we needed to have like hard lines drawn in the sand. It's like, this is not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like last time we said you gotta have boundaries for everything. Boundaries is a major thing in a relationship.
And the communication has to be.
And boundaries don't just mean you're not gonna do this, you're not gonna do that. It's just like your rules and guidelines and, you know.
I agree, but no, like, so the boundaries weren't there. So, like, in the beginning, in the middle, like, it was so good, and then it just wasn't. Like, I feel like it was, like, everything was just going so well, so good. Like, the communication was on point. Like, the friendships had not changed. The sex was amazing. And then slowly but surely, like towards the end of it all, again, there weren't boundaries. So I found out that like her and Ian had been talking without me. So like the organizer of said threesome was no longer in the mix. And then
no longer the organizer.
I was no longer the organizer of said threesome. How dare they? And then, their relationship evolved more than it should have, to the point. Yeah. Yeah. To the point that they ended up like having an episode without me, which was pretty much like the straw that broke the camel's back and, ended friendships and relationships for, and like the trust and everything was just kind of broken at that point. But, I do think that threesomes are possible.
They are.
But I don't think that you can do it if you're not, and if you can't have a regular conversation with your spouse, don't you dare go talk about some, hey, babe, say, babe.
If anybody's insecure at all, don't even think about it.
Yes, no, you have
to be. If you have any kind of insecurity, you can't do that.
No, you can't be worrying about, like, my titties too big, my stomach not right. I don't feel pretty today on a Wednesday, but I'm gonna feel pretty on Thursday when she come over, because that's not gonna work out at all.
If you're jealous,
mm-mm. That's not gonna work. Mm-mm. And like I said, we were able to. Now after I found out that he and her had been together without me, I was like, I'm done. I quit. I don't want to be married no more. Tear.
Just one?
Yeah, just one big old tear. Because I was done. God damn it. And then, I was plotting my exit plan. I was like, finish school. It literally was like, finish school, accept whatever job takes me the fuck up out of St. Louis.
But it wasn't just that, though.
No, it wasn't just that.
We had other shit going on, too.
We had other stuff, because I disclosed the moment where I had allowed a friendship to get too close, and it could have gone a lot further.
Right, so we had other shit going on, aside from...
Just her.
Yeah,
it wasn't just that, but that was, like, the main... One of the main things. And then...
That's what made you be like, fuck it.
Yeah, I was like, I quit. And in my being like, I quit, I was like... And by the way, I did this, you know, and it was more so of a moment of truth. We'll tell you guys about like how we do moments of truths around here. But it was more so of a moment of truth, but it was also of like, you know what, while you were doing this, you know, this is something that I had done and we had, and you didn't even know about it because you didn't know about it until I told you. All right, so I'm going to tell y'all real quick, because we had 11 minutes. I'm going to tell y'all real quick, because, I mean, it's all about transparency and helping people, right? So after Katrina, post-Katrina, social media became, like, the way of life. It was the only way that I knew how to still connect with, like, my people from back home while I was here. So ended up reconnecting with old friend from high school and conversation. And keep in mind, I'm one of these people that my boundaries blur really easy. Like, the more I talk to you, this is the reason why I don't have a lot of male friends. Because I know I've learned this about myself, and I don't have male friends because Ian is always like, that nigga ain't your friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes, he is. You gotta stop being so jealous, man. You don't know nothing.
And then a week later, I get a phone call. You was right. You was right.
So yeah, like, we was out for dinner, and then nigga tried to, you know. And so like, I don't always pick up on those things when it's coming at me from, you know, people who I think. I guess for me, it's like, if I think of you as a friend only, then you're a friend only, and then it's like, wait, why are you trying? Wait, what the hell just happened? That is not what a friend would do. So anyway, we had listen, this is my truth.
Dummy.
This is my truth. Okay, and go. This is the reason that I don't have a lot of male friends, because
a lot.
I don't have any, actually.
Thank you. And you won't.
One day I'm gonna figure out how to have a good a male buddy.
Nigga, you 40.
I don't feel like I like the way you said that. Anyway. So anyway, went home to visit and ended up, I'm gonna come by. You in your room already? I'm like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't know. I'm done for the night. I done, you know, kicked it, I done drink. I'm done. Well, all right, you gonna come by the hotel? Yeah, come on. Get over there. He been drinking, I've been drinking. And then it was like,
the more you talk, I'm like, damn, you dumb as fuck. Yeah. Okay. Good.
So, like, it went so far as to, I allowed him to perform oral sex on me. And then I was like, what am I doing? It was like something out of a movie. Like, no, I love my husband. You have to go. And I'm laughing, but I'm serious. Like, this is exactly how it went. And I never told Ian about it because, one, I was like, I knew I shouldn't have never put myself in that situation, allowing him to come to the room. I knew I should have never had the conversation that I had, like, leading up to that, like, the flirting. I'm a natural flirt, period. But, you know, there were obvious lines and moments where I should have, like, ended conversations, but I didn't. So I never said anything. I was like, you know, we didn't have sex. I mean, the oral sex was enough, but we didn't have sex. And I was like, so I'm just not going to say nothing. We're going to act like it didn't happen. And I'm going to go home and I'm just going to be a better woman. That was my thing. I was like, I ain't going to say shit. So then, but then it was like, when I found out about him and our threesome partner, I was like, oh, gut punch that ass. No, so, you know, it was like more, but it, and I'm saying that jokingly, but it was really more so of a, like, you know, while you out here doing this, like, and we were supposed to have this open relationship, and you hid this from me. And it was just like, really like just a break in trust or whatever. I think like because I think, like, with me, it was like having a threesome and being with this person was like the ultimate trust factor for me. And so it was like when I found out that, like, not only had the trust been broken, like, on your part, but her part as well, because we were really good friends, it was like the ultimate. And then on top of that,
what about the trust?
I know
you in the room.
I understand. I understand.
That happened before.
That happened before. Yes. Listen, when you don't you don't feel shit until it happened to you. That's true. Yeah. That's Bible. You don't feel it until it happened to you. But in addition to, I found out about you and the girl the same week that my mama died. So it was like I lost my mama. Ooh, excuse me, y'all. I lost my mama. I lost my husband. I lost my best friend. So it was like the three people that I would have gone to talk about the shit that was happening in my life, I couldn't go to them because they were the offenders. Like, my mama was dying, had died. How dare she die? My husband, I couldn't go to him because I was so angry with him because, like, how dare you, you know, break my trust and be with her the week that my mama died, you know, shit like that. Like, you didn't even come with me to my mama's funeral. Like, I went down and did all that shit by myself. And then when I got back, I really was just like broken in that moment. It was like, I'm done. I quit. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to be with nobody. I just want to be by my damn self. I'm going to get this degree. I'm going to make this paper and I'm going to live my whole best life. I was going to be a travel agent. God damn it. I was getting the fuck up out of St. Louis. And then what happened?
What happened?
The girl who they said would never have children and who had done cried and prayed for 8, 9, 10 years about her infertility pops up pregnant.
So what happened?
I stayed, y'all. No, I stayed and, you know, we worked it out and it was rough and we got through it for sure. Definitely got through it for sure. I mean, the fact that we can sit here and laugh, right. We can sit here and kind of openly laugh and talk about it and share those experiences with you all, you know, just speaks to like the level of healing that has happened. Because years, when was that, in 2009-ish? My mama died in 2010.
10, yeah.
So in 2010, this happened. We would not be having these conversations in 2010, 2011, probably not even 2012. Mm-mm. In this manner. Like, of course, we talked about and we did, like, the hard work of, like, you know, you doing this made me feel this way and you broke my trust. But there's been a lot of, like, trust building and learning to love each other again. And to trust each other again. And that's been like, it just took time. It took time and it took both of us wanting to be together and to make the relationship work. And I will say that I don't ever want it to be like we stayed together for the kids. Now, being pregnant was definitely a contributor to why we were, I think, maybe may have been more eager to work it out and to make things work. But there were, in those conversations that we were having, it was like, you do not have to stay with me because I have a kid. Like, waking your ass up.
Yeah, you told me that, like,
buku times.
Like, every 2 to 3 weeks.
You do not?
Like, out of my sleep, like, you know you don't have to stay here for the baby. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm sleeping. I gotta go to work in 2 hours. Why are you bothering me?
You don't have to be with me for the baby. I will let you can see this child as much as you want. We'll figure it out. We will be the best co-parents. But I was like, I don't, because like at the, for me, I don't
I
want.
I don't agree with that either. People be like, we stay for the baby, because half of the time, the household is all fucked up. They fussing with each other, doing this, doing that. So it's like, shit, y'all probably be better off damn splitting hell up.
Yeah. And I've seen enough people stay together for the baby and they're miserable. They're miserable. Like, I'm like, I want to be happy too.
Right.
You know, I don't want just my child to be in this idyllic fantasy world. And then me and you go in the room and close the door and we're not talking, like, we done iced each other out because you know,
and when they get to be like teenagers, they know that shit anyway. And y'all wait till they graduate high school, then y'all split up.
True. So, yeah, so we definitely, you know, again, let's just recap. So we so threesomes, they're fun.
Can work.
And can work.
With boundaries.
But you have to have hard boundaries that are talked about frequently. So nobody and gets confused ahead of time, during, after. Like, you just need to keep the lines of communication open with that. Because the more open you are, the better off you will be in terms of making a situation like that work.
That's what anything, the more open you are, true. It's better.
True. I agree. Number two, if you are like me and boundaries blur easily,
don't be a fucking dummy. Leave people alone.
Yeah. So yeah, you can't, I can't, if I like, even like now, if I feel like I've had too many conversations consecutively with a guy, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I won't be talking to you. I mean, even like, and when I say conversation, I mean like even replying back and forth on like social media, you know, like the comments on social media. If I feel like I done commented on, you know, you've commented or I've commented or we've had some sort of back and forth, you know, more than 2-3 days, I'm done. I will not reply to your shit. I will not like your shit because I know that I'm like, I get caught up in the words, right? So I get caught up in the, like, the, yeah, ha, 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 that's so funny, LOL, smiley face. You know, bitches love smiley faces. So, yeah, I just don't. I be like, nope. So, yeah, you have to know yourself. And when it comes to, like, your boundaries and, like, what you are willing to do and what you're not willing to do, how easily you get swayed by words or actions, because everybody's triggers are different. Mm-hmm. So you have to learn what your triggers are and then know how to keep away from being triggered, right? So that's something that I've learned and I've worked on, right?
Everybody got them. Some people have more, some people have less, but everybody got them.
Yep. And then, babies are not a reason to stay together. And then, what's the last little takeaway? Any relationship can work. All problems can be worked through and worked out if both people are willing to put in the necessary work and to be transparent with each other and to be honest with each other and to share their feelings and their thoughts and to have conversations that are meaningful and effective. You can work through anything. Now, if the nigga is beating your ass, or if you getting your ass beat, you need to leave. Ain't no working through that shit. Leave. Because ain't nobody, you grown. Grown folks don't get whoopings, okay? All right. I'm just saying.
Well, you get spanked, but you can't get a whooping.
No. You're so nasty.
No?
No. You know what? All right, folks. This is episode, I don't even know. 9, 10, maybe 10. But this was just us sharing some of the things that we've done. Again, do like we say, not as we did.
Just do it better. Yes.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. Don't listen to him.
Do it better.
Do what better?
Everything. Everything that we messed up, you can still do it. Just do it better. Like threesome things, do it better. Communicate first. Do the boundaries. Do it better.
Sound like you want another threesome.
Only if it's two of you.
Oh, you're so fake.
You'll probably be jealous of yourself.
I would be. Because, you know, your girl got skills. Back to them bars. Listen, all right, y'all. Thanks so much for watching our podcast, listening to our podcast, watching our YouTube channel, and following us on Instagram. If you would like to hear us talk about just other things, you know, ask us questions in the comment box or send us a DM, and we will answer your questions. We will talk about the things that you guys want to hear about. And we don't care what your thoughts are about what we did. This is what we did. This is how it worked. And we still together.
What
is that? I don't know. Listen, Don't judge me. You see, you judging me. How I'm gonna tell these people? How I'm gonna tell these people not to judge me, and then you sitting here judging me?
I'm not judging you. Just ask what it was.
Don't ask no questions.
And you didn't even answer, so.
Don't ask no questions.
What that's from?
I don't know.
Come on.
Is that Martin?
No.
It's a movie. Tell me what movie it's from.
We go through this all the time, people. I'm a movie person. I like quote movies all day long. So
I quote movies too.
You do not.
I do quote movies.
You quote The Color Purple.
That's all the movie.
That's it.
That is all the movie you need. The Color Purple is all the movie you need.
No.
Every situation can be.
No.
Every situation can be covered by The Color Purple. Every situation. Listen, we closing out. Mm-mm. Thanks so much for listening to Defining This Mm-mm. Thing with Patrice and Ian. Ian and Patrice.
Go watch your movies.
We will be back.
So when people quote them, you know where they come from.
Just tell me where it come from.
No.
Don't ask.
It was in church, I'll tell you.
I know they were in church. I just don't remember what movie it was.
The Wayans Brothers was in it.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Thank you.
All right. Like, seriously?
What if I'd have passed out? You'd have gave me mouth to mouth.
No. Bye, guys. Y'all have a good day, week, month. I don't know, whenever you're watching this video. Like, comment, and subscribe. And bye. Catch you guys on the next video. Bye.